With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Recent research suggests that Teton Glacier and others in the Northern Rockies have persisted through climates warmer than today's. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports that's exciting news for glacier advocates and glacier-dwelling organisms because it suggests that the glaciers have been more resilient in past periods of global warming. Potentially, that resilience could repeat. Grand Teton National Park scientists are gearing up to monitor 5 of their 11 glaciers for the long haul. Seasonal fluctuations in melt are being recorded, as are estimations of their mass. Wildlife managers across the region noted a drastic increase in the number of people recreating in bear country this year, but that spike didn't lead to a bump in conflicts between humans and grizzlies. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports on the takeaway from a year-end review of grizzly management in the lower 48 states this week.
Public land managers, wildlife biologists, and other specialists from states and the federal government on the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee identified the influx of visitors, mostly people from out of state and with little bear awareness, as the so-called COVID effect.
Increased visitation, increased participation in hunting, license sales.
A lot more people outdoor recreating.
Numbers off the charts for us from anything that we have seen in recent years.
This region saw an increase in visitation this summer with a lot of first-time national park visitors or public land users, I would say.
And just every single pullout had somebody camping somewhere. And
you know, we did see a deluge of people. Wyoming was like free America, it seemed like.
That's Martha Williams from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Toby Boudreau from Idaho Fish and Game, Jackie Buchanan with the U.S. Forest Service, Jennifer Carpenter with the National Park Service, Randy Arnold with Montana FWP, and Dan Thompson with Wyoming Fish and Game on a Zoom meeting last Thursday and Friday. While the overall number of conflicts across grizzly ecosystems stayed the same or dropped this year, some specific areas did see small rises in bears getting into property, livestock, and unsecured attractants. But after recent record years in grizzly deaths in both the Yellowstone and Glacier areas, mortalities in both of those regions actually went down in 2020. Officials like the U.S. Forest Service's Jackie Buchanan said the outcomes this year were probably
lucky for us
and recognized that bear managers will have their work cut out for them when bears wake up from hibernation if that flood of recreation continues. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court today rejected a Texas lawsuit that sought to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Multiple Montana political figures in recent days had taken sides in the case. Governor Steve Bullock today, before the court decision, asked the court to reject the lawsuit. Bullock warned in his brief that if Texas was successful in its suit, it would, quote, destabilize the results of elections in Montana, end quote, and other states that used mail-in ballots as a means of minimizing the impact of the coronavirus on voting. Multiple Montana Republicans, including Attorney General Tim Fox and Congressman Greg Gianforte, signed on in support of the case, saying it raised important constitutional questions about the separation of powers and integrity of mail-in ballots. There has been no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. The Electoral College meets Monday. A Montana real estate agent who secured a $14 million judgment against a neo-Nazi website operator for orchestrating an anti-Semitic harassment campaign against her Jewish family is seeking a court order compelling the man to disclose information about his assets and finances. Tanya Gersh's attorney said in a court filing Friday that the Daily Stormer founder Andrew Anglin hasn't paid any portion of the August 2019 judgment and has ignored their requests for information about his current whereabouts, his operation of the website, and other assets. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen ordered Anglin to pay over $4 million in compensatory damages and $10 million in punitive damages. State environmental regulators today approved a new standard for a heavy metal in Lake Coconusa and the Kootenai River. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Board of Environmental Review Chair Chris Devaney says the proposed regulations were approved in a 5-1 vote. The limits are aimed at stemming selenium leaching from coal mines along British Columbia's Elk River. Selenium in high levels is known to impact fish reproduction. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality earlier this year proposed the new limits on selenium in the transboundary Lake Coconusa and the Kootenai River. Those limits are measured in different ways depending on the circumstances, but the new limits are roughly 2 to 4 times more restrictive than the federal rules now in place. DEQ Director Sean McGrath said in a written statement, quote, "The department is extremely pleased that after an extensive multi-year process, the proposed selenium standards have been passed," end quote. BC's Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy says it's still working to propose a selenium standard for the Canadian side of Lake Coconusa. Teck Resources, which owns the existing coal mining operations along the Elk River and hopes to expand its operations there, couldn't be reached for comment by deadline. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.